Hello, I'm Daniel. I want to talk to you today about a concept that we call sympathetic joy, which is kind of a term that maybe doesn't make a lot of sense. Sympathetic joy is the ability to share in someone else's joy, to really feel happy when someone else is happy. And we can think of that, I think, in terms of people we really love, people, our kids, our spouses, or whatever. And we can really understand that. But we all know we can celebrate when our child does really well on a test or our partner gets a promotion. We all know we can feel really good about that. We can take joy in someone else's success. But what I wonder, and what we're talking about, is extending our circle of joy, making it bigger to include more people. Because if we can extend our circle of joy to include more people, then we can have more happiness in our own lives. When we take joy in the success of others, it brings us joy, obviously. And we learn how to just be happy for people instead of jealous, instead of asking, why not me, all the time. So I think that we sometimes think of success as very limited or happiness as very limited. So we see a happy person and we think, why not me? We think it's like pie and there's only so much happiness to go around, and that's not true. So really, jealousy and envy are negative mind states and they get in the way of our happiness. So that's why extending the circle of our joy is really helpful to us. That's why it's one of what the Buddha called the four immeasurables, or the four Brahma Viharas, along with compassion, kindness, and equanimity, is joy. It's, I want other people to be happy. It's even, it, we could even say as far as I want other people to be happy as much as I want myself to be happy. And it can be hard. It can be hard to include other people in our circle of joy like that. It can be really hard. I can think of, at first my circle of joy includes my kids and my partner, and then I extend it a little further. It includes maybe other relatives, right? I extend a little further. Maybe it includes friends, and then further to people I don't know. What? Right? So, and then even further than that. So I really want you to think about, can we just be happy for other people when they succeed? And I'm not talking about being happy for a murderer that's getting away or something, but I'm talking about day-to-day regular things in our life. When you don't get the promotion at work, but someone else does, being really happy for them instead of disappointed and jealous. That's what I'm talking about, really. It's hard. It's hard to have sympathetic joy. I think we've all been kicked in the heart and we've been hurt, and that makes us cynical and negative and jealous and all sorts of things. But if we can learn to be happy for others, then we have unlimited potential for happiness. Unlimited, right? So, because there's always people we can look to. So, we're going to do a joy meditation and see how that goes. So, it's going to be the same format as other Four Immeasurables meditations that I've led. So, I'm going to ring the bell. We're going to be quiet for a minute. I'm going to recite these phrases, and your goal is to mentally recite them yourself. So I'm going to ring the bell now. Now I want you to bring to mind yourself. I want you to think about yourself for this first set, okay? Yourself. sometimes it's easy to wish ourselves joy, but other times we get pretty down on ourselves and we don't think we deserve happiness. So oftentimes it's easier to wish it for the people we love than it is for ourselves. So think about yourself. And I'm going to recite these phrases and I want you to just mentally say them to yourself. May I enjoy the activities of life itself. May I enjoy the activities of life itself. May I enjoy things just as they are. May I enjoy things just as they are. May I experience the world taking joy in all that I do. May I experience the world taking joy in all that I do. May I know what to do, no matter what arises. May I know what to do, no matter what arises. Next, I want you to bring to mind, stop thinking about yourself, and bring to mind someone you care about a whole lot. It can be your child, it can be your spouse, it can be your best friend, it can be a pet even, someone you love very, very, very much. Just think about them for a moment. And we will go through these phrases for them as well. So thinking about this person you care about a lot. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you know what to do no matter what arises. May you know what to do no matter what arises. Now I want you to bring to mind someone who you have a neutral feeling toward. So it can be someone at work you barely know, or a neighbor you've never talked to, or squirrels that live in your front yard, whatever. It's got to be someone that you don't attach any emotional significance to. We call this the neutral person. It's someone who doesn't mean anything to us. We know who they are, but they don't mean anything to us. We might not even care enough to know their name, okay? So just take a minute to bring to mind a neutral person. I'll give you a little bit extra time because I think this is the hardest one to bring to mind. And once we've got that person in mind, we are going to go through the phrases again. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you know what to do, no matter what arises. May you know what to do, no matter what arises. And then finally, I want you to bring to mind someone you don't like. You can choose if you want it to be someone who just you think is the worst person, or someone who has wronged you in some way, or even just someone you vaguely don't like would be okay as well. And if you don't have anyone like that in your life, you can think of a famous person you really don't like as well. That would be fine for this. So we call this the negative person. Bring to mind someone that you have an active dislike for. And because no one is left out, we're going to include them in this as well. So, thinking about the really negative person, we're going to go through the phrases again. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy the activities of life itself. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you enjoy things just as they are. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you experience the world taking joy in all that you do. May you know what to do, no matter what arises. May you know what to do, no matter what arises. So that was the meditation for sympathetic joy. Thank you for taking the time to sit with me and listen to me today. I know this can be a very difficult practice, and it's sort of the kind of thing we repeat again and again. The intention is to open our hearts because our hearts are closed, and we want them to be open because we can reach our potential. We can live a more full life that way. So thank you for taking the time to be here, and have a good day.